Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
I'm Young Han. I work for Development Seed. I'm one of the maintainers of Open Atrium, and I did a session on Monday about context spaces in Perl, sort of three key modules in Open Atrium that sort of shape its IA and user experience. What I went over was sort of the basics of context and what sort of the basic concepts and usage of that module are in that presentation.
And so about a year ago, did an interview on context and spaces, and then, you know, you were talking about exportables as sort of your vision as the next trend in being able to attack the deployment staging and other sort of installation profile issues. And that seems to be the direction that things have gone. So maybe talk about, like, what all has changed in this field over the last year.
Sure. So I think what was really an exciting development out of DrupalCon DC was that we were able to sort of come out of that with exportables as a huge goal in the community. We worked on the features module, which made managing your exportables a lot easier. And then a lot of people really got on board, and Earl worked really, really hard on the CTools export API, which has become sort of the de facto standard for implementing exportables in Contrib. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of modules move to that. So, like, context spaces, Perl all move to exportables. Panels 3 is using exportables. Views has its own exportable system and will probably move to CTools soon. And so, you know, modules like rules and flag are moving to having exportables. So I think you're going to see in Drupal 6, you know, the late life cycle of Drupal 6 and the upcoming life cycle for Drupal 7 in Contrib land, really, I think the exportable space really grow and explode. So that's a really exciting development. And I think for the next year, our focus is going to be on making things that are exported sort of more interoperable with each other. So one of our big goals is to come up with a feature standard specification that let someone who develops a feature on Open Atrium or on Open Publish or on Managing News or any other distribution make sure that their feature meets a certain specification so that it's going to be able to be dropped into a different distribution or platform more easily.
And so with the context spaces in Perl, maybe you could talk about, like, how are those specifically working with each other in the Open Atrium distribution?
Sure. So in Open Atrium, we use context for managing basically reactive behaviors on a certain page or in a certain feature. So, for example, the blog feature has several contexts that manage what shows up on a single blog post page, what shows up on a blog listing page, and when you're in the blog section generally. Perl is what we use for managing when you're in an active group or in an active user space. So if each group gets a prefix, so say I have a group about, you know, planning, maybe the group's prefix is planning, and whenever I go to the Drupal site, if I type in planning/node/5, instead of just viewing node 5, I'll actually view it with that group active. And then spaces is actually what we use for managing customizations at the per group or per user level.
And so it sounds like usually in a typical Drupal installation, you may go to the blocks page to kind of show, like, okay, here's this block, make it show up here. But with this, it sounds like it's another system to kind of control what is showing up where. Maybe you could talk about the user interface in terms of, like, what types of things you're controlling or showing up in specific contexts.
Sure. So, yeah, that's exactly right. We're using it a lot for block visibility. We're using it for things like page layout, page template selection, like little widgets and buttons that show up here and there in the user interface, and things like body classes or section titles that traditionally you hard code into template.php or write a custom module to handle. We're sort of capturing all those things in a context configuration.
And so, you know, what are some of the other things in terms of Open Atrium, since it's, you know, this is one of the products of Development Seed? What has happened in the last 6 months or year, and what's sort of, like, where is it going now?
Sure. So we focused in the past couple of releases on making sure our internals were strong and up to date. And I think that was where a lot of the dashboard work, you know, it's like a lot of the whiz bang that you see at the user end is actually you know, supported by a lot of changes internally. So like the dashboard, per group customization improvements and things like that are coming out of the Context 3, Spaces 3 upgrades. In the next couple of release cycles, we're going to be focusing on the end user features, making sure the calendar really supports the user stories people are looking for there. So like RSVPing to events. And we're going to be working on a case tracker, hopefully, to better capture things like time tracking or due dates or per group sort of customizations to what people need out of an issue tracking feature. So case tracker, calendar, Shoutbox are sort of the features we're going to be focusing on as we move towards a 1.0 stable.
Okay, and what were some of the other big things that you were talking about in your presentation? What were you trying to communicate in terms of like the context, Perl, and Spaces?
I was mostly trying to get across the sort of model we're using for handling requests in Atrium. I think if you talk to other people in this problem space, like Earl or Sam Boyer, and I know Larry Krell has a lot of ideas on this front, I think everyone right now is maintaining sort of experiments into, you know, how do we improve Drupal's handling of requests and how that eventually trickles down to things like block display, content generation, et cetera, in Drupal. And, you know, Development Seed has been working on this problem space for a long time, and we have our own set of solutions. Earl Miles and Sam Boyer have a really strong approach to this in Panels 3 and Page Manager and C-Tools. And I think one of the really great things that came out of the Core Developer Summit was that we all sort of got on the same page and are looking, hopefully, to delete our modules by the time Drupal 8 comes around. I think everyone wants to be able to get a real solution into Core that would let us sort of drop the sort of workarounds and hacks that we're sort of putting in place to make this happen in Drupal.
Yeah, there was a sort of a meeting of the architectural minds the other day where you're sort of looking at this issue of context and looking at what within Drupal Core needs to be changed for, you know, looking ahead to Drupal 8, but sort of planning that way and starting to take the steps that you need to make it as robust as you want it, you know, even with like what you can't do currently or have to work around in Contribland in Drupal 6 and Drupal 7. So how do you see that sort of evolution from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7 to Drupal 8 in terms of the context?
So I think what you're going to see is that through the Drupal 6 and 7 cycle, context is going to be, you know, a strong player in site building, and I think you'll see a whole ecosystem, Panels 3 and the Panels Everywhere concept also flourishing in that cycle. And also, I know there's the display suite method also of approaching the problem. And I think you'll see those survive through 6 and 7. But I think the goal for everyone involved is by the time Drupal 8 hits that we've at least hit the fundamental problems in this space, that maybe if not deprecate a lot of these modules, at least remove a lot of the burdens that they currently face. And so in Drupal 8, I think you're going to see a much more unified approach to sort of request handling, the sort of context representation in Drupal. I think Jeff Eaton has a great slide about how currently in Drupal, if you want to get what we're calling context or some sort of environment information, there's like a dozen different ways to do it. You know, you can, if you want to find out what the current user is, there's one way to do that. If you want to find out what the current language is, there's another way to do that. If you want to find out what the current node is or current term is, there's another way to do that. And what we're trying to do is bring all these things together into a single sort of system of holding contextual information.
So it would be sort of a unified argument placeholder, or where would that information live in terms of like what the context is?
So from the initial sort of conceptual sketches that we did at the Core Developer Summit and the days following, and you know, one of the guys who was there might correct me if I'm wrong, so I'm just going to give, you know, sort of what I gleaned from it. I think everyone wants to move that into the request handling in Drupal. So right now, out of the request handling, basically the menu system in Drupal, you know, Drupal goes from a path, and then it determines any arguments and loading that happens from there. But currently, a lot of stuff happens in Bootstrap that's basically an exception to the system, right? You've got, you know, the user and session inited way early, the language inited separately, and things like that happening that ideally we'd move into the same stack as what you currently consider the menu system. And so I think what we're looking at is basically making the menu system extend all the way back to Bootstrap and what we're calling the currently the menu system, but what we're hopefully going to call the request system, is have the request system handle things that traditionally happened in Bootstrap and have those pass through in a more sort of coherent and consistent manner.
So there was a lot of different discussions that was happening at the sort of architectural meeting that happened the other day, and there's a number of sort of next steps that are happening that they're working towards Drupal 8. What's your sort of, where do you see yourself fit in into that, you know, evolution?
So right now it's not really clear what roles people are going to play. I think right now my focus in terms of either core work or what I'm considering like hybrid core contrib work, sort of pushing out on those fronts, is going to be on the exportables front. You know, Larry's going to be leading out a lot of the request handling work for Drupal 8. And I think what you're going to see happen is that people are going to keep developing, sort of doing experiments in Contrib through the Drupal 7 cycle, and hopefully those will sort of feed into exportables and request handling work in Drupal 8 and context work in Drupal 8.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Awesome. Bye.